Naresh Maharaj, a motoring journalist at Biz Community and member of the SA Motoring Guild, joins me on the line now. Naresh, a very good morning to you and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Africa. Good morning and great to be back.
Now, the brand we are going to be talking about today is a difficult one because I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Cherry or Sherry?
It's Cherry, like you'd say for cherry is the fruit.
Yes. And we are talking about a new entrant into the SUV market in South Africa. It's the Tiggo 4 Pro. Tell us about the car.
Absolutely. Chery is entering the compact SUV market, Africa, arguably one of the country's most hotly contested segments, with a winning combination of style, luxury, and performance, choice of two petrol engines, three transmissions, and three different specification levels. A special edition tops the range and adds even more luxury to the standard urban, comfort, and elite models.
Do you like the car?
I love it. I must tell you that, you know, in my mind's eye, when the car rolls into my driveway, Africa, I have this impression. But when the Chery Elite rolled in, I was taken a bit aback because it was my first interaction with the brand ever. And the car itself, well, I'm going to call it an SUV because that's exactly what it is. Outside, aesthetically, it is absolutely amazing. The color, it's like a blazing red, was wonderful. It even had the red brake calipers or the brake calipers painted in red to match the body. So that's outside aesthetically. In the front, you know, they've got that trapezoidal diamond grille, which really matches the car. The sides are, you can see the venting panels, etc., you know, to make it more wind resistant. And it was from the back as well, there's absolutely wonderful styling. But I think when you get into the cabin, you sit in there and you know that somehow this car is made for you if you are a buyer. So I was really taken aback when it rolled into my driveway.
And of course, we'll talk a little bit more about performance in a moment. But can we just mention that they have an industry-leading warranty that I imagine any motorist would want to look, at least read up about in considering buying a new SUV?
Africa, I couldn't believe what I was reading, and I had to rub my eyes and read again because they are giving South African motorists a million reasons to choose its modern and stylish SUVs. The company launched its Tiggo 4 Pro with an astonishing 10-year or 1 million kilometer warranty never heard in Mzansi before. This beats not only the best industry warranties by 40%, but the distance covered is better by a factor of 5. The warranty has two elements, a standard 5-year 150,000-kilometer warranty that applies to all new products sold, and the warranty remains with the vehicle. The second, a free extension for another 5 years and a massive 850,000-kilometer focused on the engine is added automatically at the end of the first warranty, provided that the vehicle is still owned by its original owner. As is standard practice throughout the industry, the warranty requires the service and repair, obviously, of the vehicle by Chery dealerships, with Chery standing and using the original Chery parts and components, so, you know, meeting Chery standards. So absolutely wonderful.
Which cars are in competition with the Chery Tiggo?
Well, I must say that's a very good question because this is a very, as I mentioned earlier on, a very hotly contested segment. So you're talking about the Toyota Urban Cruiser, which is a top-selling mid-segment SUV at the moment, and they're retailing at about 1,500 units per month. Then you get the Renault Kiga. Then there's the Hyundai Venue, the Suzuki Vitara Brezza, the VW T-Cross, the Ford EcoSport, the Nissan Magnite, the Kia Sonet, and the Hyundai Creta. So, you know, they are punching probably slightly above the weight, but I'm sure that we're going to see the numbers, and we'll talk about the numbers of this particular brand and their model a little later in future programs.
I am sad to announce that I only know of the Toyota Urban Cruiser, the VW T-Cross, and the Ford EcoSport. Anything else that you mentioned in that list, I'm going, I don't know what that car looks like. The most important question, Naresh, as always, yes, how much is this going to set me back?
Africa, if you're interested, you walk into the showroom. There are many models to choose from, 9 to be precise, from the entry level 1.5 Urban at 269,900 rands to the 1.5 Elite SE 9 Speed with all the bells and whistles at 369,900 rands. Don't forget that added kilometer warranty of 1 million kilometers.
And it will be a wonderful cruise, right? I'll have enough horsepower in the engine and it will handle nicely when I turn corners. Its braking system is safe and all those wonderful things.
Tick, tick, tick. You know, I normally test the cars up. There's a hill that I ran basically when I ran Comrade. And it's about 3 kilometers going uphill. And I take the cars there when I test it. And I tell you something, I just pressed the accelerator on this car and it went up the hill. I wouldn't say flew up. You know, I had to double press the accelerator to get that kick. But absolutely wonderful. The braking was good. It's got enough power. You don't need to be traveling, in my opinion, more than 120 kilometers an hour in certain national roads. So absolutely wonderful. To be quite honest, it ticks all the boxes. And I found it very hard to find something that is wrong with the Tiggo 4 Pro. Perhaps one element, if I might just mention, I found it a bit tad heavy on petrol. It was giving me a reading of about 11.5 liters per 100.
That is heavy. Naresh, thank you very much. Naresh Maharaj is a motoring journalist with Biz Community, and he's been reviewing the new Chery Tiggo 4 Pro, which is a new entrant into the SUV market in South Africa.